This is Ozarks at Large. For many Afghans now living in the United States, watching the Taliban take over Kabul from afar has been troubling and emotional. Khalid Ahmadzai lives in Fayetteville and works for Canopy of Northwest Arkansas, a refugee resettlement agency. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth yesterday about his experience watching the events in his home country unfold.
Just watching it was just, I think, hopeless and helpless. And Afghanistan's news was, there was always this grim picture of what is happening. But at the end of the day, there was some signs of hope. And this week has been, that hope was gone too. So,
does it feel like you're, because you lived through the last Taliban occupation, and does it feel like you're reliving that?
In Afghanistan, we have a saying, it's like, it translates to, it's better to be inside than watching it from outside. And this time it's reliving it, but reliving it in a way that we're outside. And my mom and I were talking about how this is the first time, I think, in my 40 years of life that I was not there, but watching it. And mom and I, on Sunday, we were both sobbing. Because the news was live as we were listening to the news and watch the dreams and hopes of millions of people kind of shattered. It was not like sudden. It was you slowly watch it afar that it's falling into the abyss. And it was difficult, and it is difficult. Grieving is hard. Grieving and being alone is even harder. So I'm glad that my mom get to be here with us, and as we go through this thing together. And the small community of Afghans, we have 7 or 8 of us, they're all going through this together.
Because when was you were in Afghanistan in 2018? Was that the last time you were in the country?
Yeah.
Can you think back to being there then, working there, and then, you know, seeing what happened today, did you have an inkling that this may be coming in the next, 3 years, that this may happen?
No, I never. I never imagined. Never, ever. And I think that's the hard part, because even the imagination didn't extend to this part, that we would see the collapse of an institution that, yeah, there was a lot of issues. There was the corruption was there, but there were also some great progress, like just the freedom of press was something that was, even in the surrounding countries, nobody had that. And it all happened within those short 20 years. Like, it started at the beginning and it was thriving. The civil society was playing a huge part, and changing the perception and fighting for the rights of individuals. And so that's the hard part, because even imagination did not expect this to happen. Yeah. And so I was there in 2000, right after I graduated from school. I went back and worked for a small nonprofit organization, and we worked with artisans. And to me, the artisans were the peacemakers. Watching, living life every day was just a privilege of, and I, again, that was the dream and hope for many, many millions of people. And I got a text from one of my colleague. If it's okay, I will read the text,
please.
That I asked him. He said this. He said, "Salam, Khalajan. Not bad. How are you?" That's the part that we all say, not bad, but we are all shattered. They say, "In Afghanistan, everything is crying, including trees, birds, river, mountains, and people. We all think it's just a bad dream, but unfortunately, it's not. Taliban are driving very luxury ex-government vehicles. Even they don't know how to drive, and you will see the dirty folks like guns inside. Day and night, there are gunfires. Kabul airport is surrounded by people who even do not have passports and visas. Kabul is no more city of love. Sadly to say, we are victims of dirty politics. I hope it's just a bad dream. When I wake up, I see my old Kabul. What happened to my country?
And as you know, for Americans on this side who maybe don't understand it or it happened in the background and we just think, oh, 20 years in a country we don't know anything about, what do you say to them? What do you say to the people who maybe don't understand how it feels to be from Afghanistan and to have this happen?
I think there might be some that they want to make this to the refugee as a political score. And that's not Arkansas. Is known for the Southern hospitality. So let's put that in practice. I came here in 2010. I went to Arkansas State University in BB for 2 years and then moved to University of Arkansas here in Fayetteville for 2 years and back to Little Rock. In 2018, when we decided to move back, we didn't hesitate to go anywhere else, but it was like, oh, Arkansas, this is home. It has been wonderful to be here in this thriving, lovely part of the country. I would like to see Arkansans live and show that solidarity with Afghanistan through opening their homes and backyards and hearts for this new group of people that we would be receiving. I think immigrants and refugees bring that beauty that I think that would enrich the lives of everyone in Northwest Arkansas. So
that was Khalid Akhmadzai speaking with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth. Canopy of Northwest Arkansas is preparing to welcome refugee families and special immigrant visa holders from Afghanistan in the coming weeks. For those looking to volunteer or support their work, you can go to canopynwa.org. And we'll hear more from Khalid and about Afghanistan on Monday's Ozarks at Large.